You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, just like The Undertaker popped up out of his casket, the officials did last night. Holy smokes. I have an apology that I need to make. I have asked for one thing and one thing only from officials: consistency. As long as they are consistent throughout the course of a game, I am okay with how the officiating goes. Good calls, bad calls, they go both ways for teams. Holy smokes, what we saw last night in the Golden State-Memphis game, the officiating was consistent,
and
but it was awful.
Awful.
There were so many horrifically bad calls in that game that went against both teams. So it was consistent to both teams. But how in the world were they seeing some of the things that they saw? Like, the one that sticks out to everybody is the pods block.
That's about as clean a block as you're going to get in the NBA.
But how about Steph? What led to that run out was Steph Curry getting tackled. Steph got tackled on the other end, and that's why Jimmy's pass was errant. Is because they wrapped up Steph Curry, and they're like, nah, nope. But that pod's block, nuh-uh. And then the foul that the Warriors lost their challenge on,
yeah,
on Draymond.
Draymond.
Where they're like, he jumped into Zach Edey. That's a blockout.
Yeah.
That looked like it was just a blockout, and then Edey grabbed his shoulder, pushed down, and went up, and it was like, I don't get what y'all are seeing on these. And that's just like the tip of the iceberg.
The Looney one after the pods block, I saw people getting upset about it. It was the right call.
The Looney,
one hit Edey's arm and it dislodged the ball.
Now, the Moody one.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, no.
That was really bad.
And the inconsistency of physicality that was and wasn't allowed. Like you said, Steph was tackled.
Yeah.
Before that. And then you had Scottie Pippen Jr., I want to say three possessions before that, went to the rim and got absolutely trucked and didn't get a call. And I believe before that it was Aldama that got run into after he let his shot go. And I'm like, look, they just called some ticky-tack stuff, but they're also letting these guys just like run each other over. And I'm just like, in the pods one, like, it was funny watching social media and everyone who has zero vested interest in the game, like nobody from either media market, is like, that's as clean a block as I think I've ever seen. Like,
dude, and that's a really difficult block to make.
Oh, like, he sized him up and just made a hell of a play.
He re-angled himself at the elbow and
he went
like,
out wide.
Yep, bam. And he went up and I was like, oh, I don't. That was just really bad.
Yeah.
And that was a bad call. And so I apologize to the folks out there.
Did you see the runtime on the game?
No.
Take a wild guess. So average runtime of an NBA game is 205.
Yeah, I was going to say 235.
3 hours.
3 hours.
3 hours was the actual runtime.
Really?
Yeah.
I did get over late, but I just figured it was TNT.
Yeah, no, it brutal.
Yeah, that was not good.
Brutal.
But other than that, now we can get to the basketball.
Yeah.
Playoff Jimmy turned into play-in Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Turns out, still really freaking good.
And efficient.
My God.
And the way that Jimmy... He also had some really boneheaded plays. Like that turnover
to
Steph.
Oh, the jumping in the air, yeah.
And the Warriors...
It was a great job baiting it by Pippen.
The Warriors had a lot of get-in-the-air-not-know-what-to-do plays that I was like, this is really uncharacteristic of a Warriors team... A Steve Kerr coach team.
I will say the 7'4" guy in the middle had something to do with that.
Yeah, he probably was different.
I will say this, just the holistically, the 30,000 foot view. Zach Edey got picked on so much.
Yeah.
So much. And I'm kind of glad that Isolo stayed with him down the stretch because he did make big plays. The one thing I wish that they would have done is given him the opportunity to post up Draymond Green.
They never did it.
They never did it. I know Dre's an incredible player, and little guys can be a problem for big guys like that are really good at post defense, but he's a foot taller.
Yeah, can we get... I think that before you get to that point with Zach Edey, though, you have to teach him not to bring the ball down to his waist every time he touches it.
Yeah.
Because it equalizes everything he does. He brings the ball so low.
He gets low in his stance and does that power crab dribble, and he brings the ball down. Well, it's like
even when he gets a rebound, though, he had four turnovers last night,
and they were all strips.
All of them where he gets the rebound, brings the ball down. You're like, what are you doing? Yeah. Nobody can get the ball above your head, dude.
Go to the Stephen Adams School of Rebounding.
Yeah,
ball up high, ball stay high.
Dude, we're gonna talk to Eric in a half hour, dude. His dad would yell at us.
Yeah,
high elbows, man.
Go to the
Doug Ainge School of Rebounding.
Bet those elbows have seen some teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've seen Danny play, you know where he got it.
Uh huh.
But Edey was not like he got picked on at times. He was not bad, though, and he was not a liability for them.
No, because he was redemptive in the final couple minutes.
Yeah, it was like the facts of life, right? Mm-hmm. You take the good, you take the bad. And that is Zach Edey at times. But with the way that Jimmy was scoring and the efficiency that he was scoring...
Yeah, 18 free throws is a lot.
Steph Curry's 22 points through three quarters may have been the quietest 22 through three.
He was picking and
shooting. But then he went to the fourth quarter, and it was like he hit that three when there was a loose ball, and Post just kind of flipped it to him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, they're not losing.
Yeah.
Like Steph is on one. And then it was just like the triple bang, pump bang, fake bang, one. Bang, bang, bang.
Off the step back. Yeah. I thought the last pump fake with the live first camera angle that he hit a shimmy, but it was him like readjusting after another pump fake. And I was like, did he shimmy before he let that go? Dude,
he had 15 points in the fourth quarter.
And I would say of those 15 points, what, 12 of them came in the last 4 minutes, the last 3 minutes?
Back-to-back threes at the 2.5 minutes.
Six free throws, I think.
He was – that was scary to see him play like that. And the fact is the Grizzlies gave them everything they had. But Ja goes down with the ankle. Yeah, I thought he broke that thing.
Yeah, he's not. When he came back in the game, number one, coming back in the game was shocking. Number two, he was not himself after that.
And note to Reggie Miller, when a guy's taking something on the sidelines, let's not lie to people and be like, oh, he's taking Advil. Just ignore it.
Yeah.
we know he wasn't taking Advil.
He's taking Dordal.
So... That kind of changed.
He's an anti-inflammatory, so it doesn't swell up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is.
Yeah.
But also so he doesn't feel his leg.
But then that ankle injury also, it affected how that game ended in its totality, because holy smokes, a play-in game ending like this.
Curry will be on the inbound. He's the most dangerous guy to get it back. And he gets it out to Morant.
5 seconds.
5 second violation. They could not inbound.
5 seconds.
Oh my goodness. Calamity.
Kevin Harlan is amazing.
Yes.
Calamity.
When something goes wrong, I love Kevin Harlan on the call. It's so great. Also, that was not 5 seconds.
I timed it out. It was. It was 5 seconds from when the official handed him the ball and did his first one. It was five.
All of the stopwatch experts were like, it's 4.9.
No, it was five, but it's usually you get five and a tick.
Five and a beat,
And they didn't give the beat, but he started his hand slow, but he handed the ball, and then he went to the other hand, and it was five, but it was a quick call for a five-second violation. Yeah. It was 5 seconds, but it was a quick call for a five-second violation, because it's just like... when the play clock's running down in football, like Rust and I were talking about this before the show, it's just like that where
you get the zero,
and then they look up and it's like, hey, it's on zero and you didn't snap.
Yeah.
I guess I got to do it. Yeah. Right. That's usually how it is. It was pretty quick, but again, not surprising with the way that game was officiated.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah, not only that, I think Santi Aldama was caught off guard that Steph Curry was guarding him on the inbounds.
Yeah.
Like, because normally you want size on the inbounder. But instead, they put Steph on, who's 6'3", on 6'10", 6'11", Santi Aldama.
Yeah.
And I think he was like,
but why?
Why? Like, I legitimately think it made him, like, pause for a beat.
Yeah.
Because they were thinking Steph would probably be picking up somebody else, and that's where they wanted to go with the ball. I don't know if it's, like, this master stroke by Steve Kerr, but I definitely think it caught him off guard.
Yeah.
As weird as that was. But what a stupid way for a game to end.
That was bad.
Like, not even... Shout out the producer for TNT for instantly panning to Tuomas Iisalo, because he just was like, what? Like, he life left his body.
I don't... If they don't blow the whistle, he didn't look like he was anywhere close to pass throwing the ball in anyways.
No.
I mean, even if you want to say it was a quick 5 seconds...
It was an imminent pass was not coming.
The ball wasn't over his head. No. Like he's in the process. Like he was still frozen, not knowing what to do. Yeah. That was a brutal end of the game. And now the Warriors go to take on the 2 seed in the West, the Houston Rockets. The line opened with Warriors minus 190. It has been bet down to Warriors minus 170. The 7 seed is favored over the 52-win 2 seed in the Western Conference.
And a reminder, the Houston Rockets took it to the Golden State Warriors 10 days ago.
Yep.
And Amen Thompson maybe made Steph Curry have one of the worst games I've ever seen him have.
So we got that going for us, which is nice.
A certain entertainment site may or may not have had the Rockets at plus 200 last night before the game ended.
Yikes, dog.
Which, mighty fine.
All right.
Mighty fine.
Okay. Well, we got another game that was less, I mean, it was less entertaining.
The stark contrast between the East drama. And the West was so on display.
Yeah, we can just say this. The Orlando Magic beat the Hawks.
Mm.
Boston is favored. They are minus 5,000.
Jeez.
Over the 7th-seeded Orlando Magic.
How much is Jalen Suggs worth? Minus 5,000.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.